91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask that smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio for you.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
Clear skies, 36 degrees. The time is 6 o'clock.
Goodbye. State House by their local jurisdictions. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:04. Billions of dollars in proposed tax cuts could be in jeopardy as Kansas lawmakers return to Topeka this week to wrap up this year's legislative session. More from Kansas Public Radio State House reporter Jim McLean.
Earlier this month, lawmakers approved a massive tax cut bill. It included many things that Democratic Governor Laura Kelly wants, notably a provision to speed up the repeal of the state sales tax on groceries. But it also included something that Republicans very much want, a provision to replace the state's three-tiered income tax with a single flat rate of just over 5%. Because that would benefit mainly upper-income Kansans, many, including some Republican leaders, are expecting Kelly to veto the measure. If she does, it would leave little time to hammer out a compromise, a deal to salvage a package that also includes property tax relief and tax breaks for Kansans on Social Security. At the Kansas State House, I'm Jim McLean.
Kansas is now planning to hold a presidential primary in March of next year, rather than leave it to political parties to decide whether they want to have exclusive caucuses or state conventions instead. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill into law that schedules the primary election for March 19, 2024, for the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties. The measure had bipartisan support when the Republican-controlled legislature approved it earlier this month. County officials will oversee the voting, and the state is likely to cover the costs that could be several million dollars. The state has not held a presidential primary since 1992, but in 2020, Democrats did their own mail ballot primary election. The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partly caused by the stress put on the pipeline during construction. Celia Gilpeace-Jepson has the latest.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
Officials are searching for a shooting suspect who was mistakenly released from the Platte County, Missouri jail. Javon Mitchell Locke is being held in connection with a shooting April 6th that involved three Kansas City, Kansas police officers working undercover. KCK police say Mitchell Locke should be considered armed and dangerous. Two other suspects in the shooting are still being held in the Wyandotte County Jail in Kansas. Well, in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Los Angeles Angels 4-3 after a stunning 11-8 win over the Angels Saturday night. The long road trip for the Royals continues as they now travel to Phoenix to begin a three-game series opposite the Diamondbacks this evening. Mostly cloudy and breezy today with highs near 67, cloudy and 34 degrees now.
This is NPR News.
And this is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News, 91.5 in Lawrence and 99.5 in Manhattan and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Descendants of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee are meeting with descendants of the people the Lee family enslaved. This is part of a shift around how history is represented at historic sites across the U.S. We'll hear more about that story coming up next. Also this half hour, Bed Bath & Beyond is headed for the great beyond. The retailer has filed for bankruptcy protection.
The company is at a point where they can't really invest in sort of anything to turn around their fortunes.
We'll have more on the series of missteps that led to the retailer's downfall. That's coming up in 20 minutes on Morning Edition here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, a conservation-based destination for families for 90 years, presenting their Giraffe and Friends exhibit, part of the zoo's master plan to bring new features to the zoo. More at topekazoo.org.
Cloudy and breezy today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear skies, 34 degrees now.
On this week's On the Media, Dominion voting systems both settled with and soaked Fox News, which raises the old question, what matters most to Rupert Murdoch? Money, power, or politics?
Yes, it's about the money, always about the money, but the politics and the power have always been mixed up together.
When money is speech and speech is money, on the next On the Media from WNYC.
That's this evening at 7 o'clock on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 o'clock. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7, tune in for NPR's All Things Considered. Where else? Right here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. We'll get the latest news from around the region coming up in a minute and a half. The time now, 6:30.
NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 6:31. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a multi-billion-dollar state budget. But as Rose Conlon reports, the governor rejected several of the more controversial provisions.
The balanced budget directs over $500 million to the Kansas Rainy Day Fund. Kelly touted investments in the economy and higher education, but she vetoed certain proposals, including a plan to establish an anti-abortion counseling program and a provision that would have banned some diversity hiring measures at state colleges. Republican House Speaker Dan Hawkins criticized the large number of line item vetoes and said the legislature will attempt to override many of them next week. Lawmakers still have to iron out a plan for funding K-12 schools, which makes up the majority of state spending. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Rose Conlon in Wichita.
And lawmakers will be returning to Topeka this week. As Dylan Lyson tells us, the legislature still has quite a bit of work to do before it closes out this year's session.
Kansas lawmakers still need to finalize a big part of the state budget, a multi-billion dollar spending bill for public schools. Republicans might also try to couple policy changes with the spending in an attempt to win the support of Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. They could include an expansion of tax credits to send students to private schools. But much of the week may be focused on veto overrides of several bills Kelly recently rejected. That includes bills related to transgender people, election security, and abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
Kansas City, Kansas police say a young woman who was shot and killed last week was an unintended target. Authorities say 20-year-old Jada Clark was an innocent victim in the shooting. Police say a fight was taking place outside of her apartment in Kansas City, Kansas. A stray bullet came through the wall and it struck her. She later died at a hospital. Clark was a former student athlete at J.C. Harmon High School. KCK police say they're still searching for a suspect in that shooting. And a Topeka man is now in police custody and facing multiple charges after a 14-year-old girl was reported missing from North Platte, Nebraska. Police in North Platte say they located the missing teenager along with 26-year-old Cameron Quinton of Topeka. Authorities say that Quinton was taken into custody last week for kidnapping. Nebraska authorities were assisted by the Topeka Police Department and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Cloudy and breezy today with afternoon highs in the upper 60s. Tonight, the clouds linger with a slight chance for rain. Overnight lows in the mid-40s. And then tomorrow, another cloudy day. Highs near 60 degrees tomorrow. Clear skies right now, though, and 34 degrees at 635.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
This is Kansas Public Radio. KPO is your place for NPR News. Find us at 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 Olsburg Junction City, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 8 minutes, we hear from pianist Laura Downs about her new album. It's called Love at Last, a collection of works by living and historical composers centered on the everlasting power of love. We'll hear more about that coming up at 6:51 this morning.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
Classical music on the way this morning, right after Morning Edition. Cordelia Brown will be along with some music from Leopold Mozart. We'll hear his double French horn concerto and a spirited sonata for brass and organ from Gabrielli. And much more classical music from 9 to noon on KPR.
Hey, I'm Jesse Thorne. On Bullseye, we're all about who makes art and about how they make it. Take, for example, Sudan Archives.
I'm basically getting high, playing violin, putting a bunch of like guitar pedals through it, and then I'm resampling that and then making it bop.
Culture comes from great creators. Great creators open up on Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
This is Kansas Public Radio, your place for NPR News. It's 10 minutes before 7, just after the top of the hour, the latest news from around the region. And then we go to Iowa, where the Iowa Faith and Freedom Coalition hosted a GOP presidential candidate event over the weekend. A number of GOP hopefuls showed up, but most people at the gathering of Christian conservatives said they're standing by former President Donald Trump. We'll hear more about that coming up just after 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Art Center, presenting The Sound of Music, when high-spirited Maria is sent to attend to the 7 Von Trapp children. Her and her family's lives are turned upside down as they grapple with the Nazi invasion of Austria. Fridays through Sunday, now through May 7th. Tickets at ManhattanArts.org.
KPR's spring membership campaign, the Campaign for Excellence, wrapped up Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Every dollar pledged is an investment in the great music, the in-depth news, and unparalleled entertainment that you find right here on KPR. We want to thank you, everyone, who made a pledge during the drive. If you didn't get around to it, maybe you're out of town, whatever, you can still make your contribution. You can do that anytime on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. And as always, thank you so much for your generous support. Looks like a cloudy and breezy day ahead of us for the most part, with afternoon highs getting up to about 67 degrees. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Right now it's clear and 34.
It's Morning Edition from NPR. I'm Steve Inskeep.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or ask your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at KUTheater.com.
It's 7 o'clock.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 7:04. Kansas plans to hold a presidential primary in March 2024 rather than leave it to political parties to decide whether they want to have more exclusive caucuses or state conventions instead. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill into law that schedules the primary election for March 19, 2024. For the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties. The measure has bipartisan support. It was approved earlier this month. County officials will oversee the voting, and the state is likely to cover the cost that could be several million dollars. The state has not held a presidential primary since 1992, but in 2020, Democrats did hold their own mail ballot primary election. Billions of dollars in proposed tax cuts could be in jeopardy as Kansas lawmakers return to Topeka this week to wrap up this year's legislative session. More from KPR State House correspondent Jim McLean.
Earlier this month, lawmakers approved a massive tax cut bill. It included many things that Democratic Governor Laura Kelly wants, notably a provision to speed up the repeal of the state sales tax on groceries. But it also included something that Republicans very much want, a provision to replace the state's three-tiered income tax with a single flat rate of just over 5%. Because that would benefit mainly upper-income Kansans, many, including some Republican leaders, are expecting Kelly to veto the measure. If she does, it would leave little time to hammer out a compromise, a deal to salvage a package that also includes property tax relief and tax breaks for Kansans on Social Security. At the Kansas State House, I'm Jim McLean.
Kansas is joining an effort that could make it easier to hire teachers from other states. Governor Kelly has signed a bill making Kansas the latest member of the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. The agreement would effectively allow teaching licenses from member states to be accepted across all the states in the compact. Supporters of the plan say they expect it to be operational in about 2 years. The Kansas chapter of the National Education Association, though, is raising concerns about the potential for underqualified educators in the classroom. The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partly caused by stress put on the pipeline during construction. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Los Angeles Angels to score 4-3. Their long road trip continues. They'll now travel to Phoenix for a three-game series opposite the Arizona Diamondbacks. That begins this evening. Clear skies and 34 degrees right now. It's 7 minutes after 7. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Our news.
And this is Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.9 in Atchison. Coming up next, we visit Danville, Virginia. It could be the model for how to turn things around for some struggling American downtowns. We'll hear what's going on in Danville. That's coming up next. And also ahead this half hour, dozens of U.S. Embassy staffers were airlifted out of Sudan's capital yesterday in a dangerous nighttime mission.
Anytime you're flying, you know, at 100 knots, very close to the ground in pitch black, there's certainly some risk there.
Well, and that story coming up in 15 minutes on Morning Edition here on KPR.
So
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo presenting Roar and Pour Wine Fest, a fundraiser and wine tasting event featuring a silent auction, live music, performers, and more, April 29th. Tickets at topekazoo.org/roarandpour.
Sunny and 37 degrees in Lawrence at 7:21.
On this week's On the Media, Dominion voting systems both settled with and soaked Fox News, which raises the old question, what matters most to Rupert Murdoch? Money, power, or politics?
Yes, it's about the money. Always about the money. But the politics and the power have always been mixed up together.
When money is speech and speech is money. On the next On the Media from WNYC.
That's tonight at 7 on KPR2.
Support for NPR comes from...
Join us this afternoon and every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7. Your host is Laura Larson here at Kansas Public Radio for NPR's All Things Considered. We'll have the latest news headlines from around the region coming up in a minute and a half. The time now is 7:30.
News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. Good morning. It's 7:31. Kansas Department of Labor has just released its labor market report for last month. The report for March shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9%. That's unchanged from the previous month, February, but an increase over March of last year. The department says the state's seasonally adjusted total non-farm jobs have increased by 37,000 over the past year. State officials say the job growth over the year was led by gains in professional, scientific, and technical services, as well as in health care and social services. Kansas lawmakers are returning to Topeka this week. As Dylan Weissen tells us, the legislature still has a lot of work to do before it can close out this year's session.
Kansas lawmakers still need to finalize a big part of the state budget, a multi-billion dollar spending bill for public schools. Republicans might also try to couple policy changes with the spending in an attempt to win the support of Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. They could include an expansion of tax credits to send students to private schools. But much of the week may be focused on veto overrides of several bills Kelly recently rejected. That includes bills related to transgender people, election security, and abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
A Topeka man is now in police custody and facing multiple charges after a 14-year-old girl was reported missing from North Platte, Nebraska. Police in North Platte say they have located the missing teenager along with 26-year-old Cameron Quinton of Topeka. They found them last Wednesday morning. Authorities say that Quinton was taken into custody on charges of kidnapping. Nebraska authorities were assisted by the Topeka Police Department and the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Kansas game wardens are advising residents to keep an eye out for rattlesnakes, whether they're alive or dead. The Department of Wildlife and Parks said that a dead rattlesnake was removed from McPherson County State Fishing Lake last week because even dead snakes can pose a threat. In the post, the game wardens explained that rattlesnakes can still inject venom for some period of time after they die. Wildlife officials say there are 42 species of snakes in Kansas, including four that are native venomous snakes. Mostly cloudy and breezy this afternoon. Partly cloudy this morning, mostly cloudy in the afternoon. Afternoon high temperatures near 67 degrees. It's sunny and 37 degrees now at 7:35. This is Kansas Public Radio.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez at KUER in Salt Lake City.
It's 7:42. This is Kansas Public Radio. The Marketplace Morning Report is ahead in 8 minutes. One thing we've learned about cryptocurrency is that the transactions are somehow anonymous. A mathematician in California, though, has proven that that's not really the case. Now there's an entire industry dedicated to tracking digital currencies. We'll hear more about that. And we'll bring you all the Monday morning business news. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. And it's coming up at 7:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at doleinstitute.org.
Our membership wrapped up on Friday with almost $311,000 pledged by our listeners. Every dollar is an investment in the great music and in-depth news that you find here on KPR. A big thanks to everybody who made a pledge during the drive.
No, not yet.
Almost.
Maybe now.
Still not ready.
Here we go. Now, wherever you are in your morning routine, we are here for you. Morning Edition from NPR News. Start your weekdays with us.
We are here for you every weekday morning from 5 a.m. until 9. It's 10 minutes before 8 o'clock, and you're listening to Kansas Public Radio. I'm Tom Parkinson. Coming up just after 8 o'clock, we'll have the latest news headlines from around the region. And then, also ahead this half hour at 10 minutes after 8, new healthcare restrictions in Missouri have outraged the transgender community there.
The goal is to erase trans people and score as much political capital while you can.
Rules set to take effect later this week would prevent minors and adults in Missouri from accessing gender-affirming treatments. More about that coming up just after 8 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
The songs of the group Ordinary Elephant have been called emotionally powerful and vulnerable, and they bring their hand-in-glove harmonies to KPR's 70th anniversary celebration with Trail Mix. On Thursday, May 4th, at the Lead Center Pavilion in Lawrence, Kansas City singer-songwriter Joy Zimmerman opens the concert for Ordinary Elephant. Tickets and more information available on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Look under the Shop tab or just get your tickets at the door. The concert sponsored in part by Kring's Interiors. It's 7:51. The Marketplace Morning Report is next. Celebrating 70 years on the air. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR in Atchison, 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan, 99.5. Online, kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, co-hosting a screening of the film Hello Bookstore for Independent Bookstore Day on April 29th at 7. More at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Sunny and 40 degrees at 8 o'clock.
Dual citizens remain in Sudan. The Biden administration is urging them to continue to shelter in place. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:04. Kansas is planning to hold a presidential primary in March 2024 rather than leave it to political parties to decide whether they want caucuses or state conventions instead. Governor Laura Kelly has signed a bill into law that schedules the primary election for March 19th, 2024 for the Democratic, Republican, and Libertarian parties. The measure had bipartisan support when the Republican-controlled legislature approved it earlier this month. County officials will oversee the voting, and the state is likely to cover the costs. Could be several million dollars. The state has not held a presidential primary since 1992. Billions of dollars in proposed tax cuts could be in jeopardy as Kansas lawmakers return to Topeka this week to wrap up the legislative session for the year. More from KPR State House correspondent Jim McLean.
Earlier this month, lawmakers approved a massive tax cut bill. It included many things that Democratic Governor Laura Kelly wants, notably a provision to speed up the repeal of the state sales tax on groceries. But it also included something that Republicans very much want, a provision to replace the state's three-tiered income tax with a single flat rate of just over 5%. Because that would benefit mainly upper-income Kansans, many, including some Republican leaders, are expecting Kelly to veto the measure. If she does, it would leave little time to hammer out a compromise, a deal to salvage a package that also includes property tax relief and tax breaks for Kansans on Social Security. At the Kansas State House, I'm Jim McLean.
And Governor Kelly has also signed a bill that expands affordable housing development in the state. The governor signed an update to the Reinvestment Housing Incentive Act that opens the program for people throughout the entire state. The bipartisan bill provides local governments with a financing tool to work with developers to address housing shortages. It also adds provisions to prioritize the development of affordable housing. Governor Kelly says access to affordable housing is the best way to grow the state's economy. The Keystone oil spill in Kansas was partly caused by stress put on the pipeline during construction. Celia Yopis-Jepson has more.
TC Energy says an independent report shows the problems that led to the Keystone spill started a decade ago. During construction, the pipe experienced bending stresses sufficient to start a crack. That's how TC Energy describes the independent findings, but it has not made the document public. More than 500,000 gallons of crude oil spilled in Washington County. TC Energy and the EPA disagree on the exact amount. TC Energy says it has recovered 98% of the oil. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.
And in sports, the Kansas City Royals lost yesterday to the Los Angeles Angels 4-3. And that long road trip continues for the Royals. They'll now travel to Phoenix for a three-game series opposite the Arizona Diamondbacks. Partly cloudy today. In the morning, anyway. More clouds moving in the afternoon. It'll be breezy. Afternoon highs near 67. Sunny and 42 degrees in Lawrence now at 7 minutes after 8.
This is NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. We're Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 90.3 in Chanute. Online, kansaspublicradio.org. Descendants of Confederate General Robert E. Lee have met with descendants of the people the Lee family enslaved. It's part of a shift around how history is represented at historic sites around the U.S. We'll hear more about that story coming up next. Also ahead this half hour, Bed Bath & Beyond is headed for the great beyond. The retailer has filed for bankruptcy protection.
The company is at a point where they can't really invest in sort of anything to turn around their fortunes.
We'll have more on a series of missteps that led to the downfall of Bed Bath & Beyond. More on that coming up in 20 minutes on Morning Edition here on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech, serving the needs of Douglas County businesses and residents by offering over 20 programs for job readiness training in trades, transportation, healthcare, and applied technologies. Information at peasleytech.org.
It's 21 minutes after 8 o'clock. How about a morning of great classical music? That's what you have in mind. You have come to the right place, because at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition, Cordelia Brown will be along with some great music for us, including some music from Leopold, Mozart's double French horn concerto this morning, and then some music from his famous son, Wolfgang. We'll hear his variations on a French folk song for viola and piano, and much more. All gets underway at 9.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from Paycom, an HR and payroll tool designed to prevent lost hours during the week and maximize employee productivity. Learn more at paycom.com/radio. From EBSCO, offering clinical decision support resources and tools, including disease and condition content from DynaMed and drug information from Meritiv. Learn more at dynamex.com. From Capital One, with the Capital One Quicksilver Card. Details at capitalone.com.
Join us for All Things Considered every weekday afternoon from 3 to 7 here on your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Partly cloudy skies this morning, and then mostly cloudy and breezy this afternoon. Afternoon highs about 67 degrees. Tonight cloudy with a slight chance for rain, lows back into the mid-40s. Sunny and 42 degrees now at 8:30.
Potter will serve the remaining 8 months of her sentence under supervised release. This is NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Tom Parkinson. It's 8:31. Kansas is joining an effort that could make it easier to hire teachers from other states. Governor Kelly has signed a bill making Kansas the latest member of the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact. The agreement, backed by the Council of State Governments, would effectively allow teaching licenses from member states to be exempted across all states in the compact. 10 states would be required to fully enact the compact before it can take effect. Kansas is the fourth to join. Supporters of the plan say they expect the compact to be operational in about 2 years, but the Kansas chapter of the National Education Association is raising some concerns about the potential for underqualified educators in the classroom. Kansas lawmakers are returning to Topeka this week. As Dylan Lyson reports, the legislature still has a lot of work to do before closing out this year's session.
Kansas lawmakers still need to finalize a big part of the state budget, a multi-billion dollar spending bill for public schools. Republicans might also try to couple policy changes with the spending in an attempt to win the support of Democratic Governor Laura Kelly. They could include an expansion of tax credits to send students to private schools. But much of the week may be focused on veto overrides of several bills Kelly recently rejected. That includes bills related to transgender people, election security, and abortion. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Dylan Lyson in Overland Park.
The Kansas Department of Labor has released the labor market report for last month. The report for March shows a seasonally adjusted unemployment rate of 2.9%. That's unchanged from February, but it's an increase over March of last year. The department says the state's seasonally adjusted non-farm total number of jobs increased by 37,000 over the past year, including an increase of 33,000 private sector jobs and 3,900 government jobs. State officials say the job growth over the year was led by gains in professional, scientific, and technical services. The Wichita Police Department has been targeted with fake TikTok pages. The department put out an alert over the weekend saying they're investigating who's behind the account. They've reported it to TikTok authorities. In separate news, the Wichita Police Department's warning the public about a kidnapping scam where people are called by someone claiming to have kidnapped a loved one. The Wichita Police is reminding the public not to provide sensitive information or pay any money over the phone. Partly to mostly cloudy today. It'll be breezy this afternoon. Afternoon highs near 67. Sunny and 42 degrees on the University of Kansas campus in Lawrence at 8:35.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez at KUE.
This is Kansas Public Radio. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition here on your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online, kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in 5 minutes, we will hear from pianist Laura Downs about her new album, Love at Last, a collection of works by living and historical composers centered on that theme, the power of love, the everlasting power of love. We'll hear more about that coming up at 8:51.
Support for KPR comes from the Manhattan Art Center, presenting The Sound of Music, when high-spirited Maria is sent to attend to the 7 Von Trapp children. Her and her family's lives are turned upside down as they grapple with the Nazi invasion of Austria. Fridays through Sunday, now through May 7th. Tickets at ManhattanArts.org.
I'm Jesse Thorne. You want some real, insightful conversations about where art comes from? Well, Bullseye has you covered, as long as you don't mind a little bit of ridiculousness.
Y'all was, like, really judging me, though.
They sniffed it out. They sniffed out that I was weird.
I was like, I don't know where I'm going to sit, just like in the movies.
Listen, learn, laugh. Bullseye, for maximum fun and NPR. Saturday morning at 11, right here on KPR.
Minutes before 9 o'clock. This is your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up at 9, just after 9 o'clock, we'll check in with NPR in Washington for all the latest news headlines, and then a morning of classical music with Cordelia Brown. We'll hear a spirited sonata for brass and organ from Domenico Gabrielli. Also, Leopold, Mozart's double French horn concerto, and then some music from his famous son, Wolfgang Amadeus. We'll hear his variations on a French folk song for viola and piano. That's all happening this morning. Starting at 9 o'clock this afternoon, Jeff Watson is in with even more wonderful music, including a serene arrangement for strings by Lars Erik Larsen. Classical music throughout the day on KPR One.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting their annual Dole Lecture, Tuesday evening, April 25th at 7, featuring Senators Trent Lott and Tom Daschle, who are both longtime colleagues of Senator Bob Dole. More at DoleInstitute.org.
If you're joining us on KPR 2 this morning at 9 o'clock, you'll hearing the BBC News Hour. Stay with us for that. More on the exodus from Sudan. We'll hear from an ambassador who made it out of the country. What about all those Sudanese left behind? And Spain reburies a fascist leader again. Those stories, more news from around the world. The BBC News Hour starts at 9 on KPR 2. And I'm Tom Parkinson, and this is Kansas Public Radio. We're live, we're local, from the University of Kansas. We are KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence, 91.5, KANH and KANH, HD1, Emporia, 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg, Junction City, 91.3, KANQ, Chanute at 90.3. Online, find us at kansaspublicradio.org, or just ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, presenting Cabaret, the Candor and Ebb musical, now with more tickets available. Playing April 20th through the 30th in Murphy Hall Stage 2. Seating is limited. Tickets at kutheater.com.
Classic classical music on tap just ahead, right after the latest news from NPR in Washington. Cordelia Brown will bring us wonderful music this morning, including John Adams' Change of the Rhythm and the Florida Suite by the English composer Frederick Delius. We'll also hear some music from Johann Christian Bach, a symphony from him, and variations on a French folk song by Mozart. And much more. Classical music with Cordelia Brown gets underway right after the news from NPR, just ahead. Partly cloudy this morning, then mostly cloudy and breezy in the afternoon with highs near 67 degrees. Sunny and 45 degrees now at 9:01.
Live from NPR News in